Situation. You are Sandra Mack, a student of Progress College. The school runs an interesting program of overseas school trips. You are helping Mrs. Toe, the teacher in charge of these trips. She has asked for your help in three tasks. You will listen to a meeting of Mrs. Toe, another teacher, Mr. Wong, and Robert, a senior student who went on last year's school trip to Vietnam. They will be discussing the tasks you are to complete. While you listen, write the necessary notes on what is said on page 2 of the data file. Before the recording is played, you will have 5 minutes to study the question-answer paper and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. Complete the tasks by following the instructions in the question-answer paper, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to familiarize yourself with tasks 1, 2, and 3 in the question-answer paper and the data file. The recording is about to begin. Turn to page 2 of the data file. You are going to listen to the recording of a meeting on the advantages and disadvantages of school trips and the best way to write an article about last year's trip to Vietnam. Use the 2 note sheets on page 2 of the data file. The rest of the information you need for completing the tasks is on the other pages of the data file.
There never seems to be an end to our trip work, does there? Our efficient Sandra has agreed to do some more writing for us, but I think we need to give her some help first. The principal wants us to give him a brief list of the advantages and disadvantages of our trips, so he will be ready for a discussion of them at the next PTA meeting. You had better write them in full sentences, or he will not be pleased. I like to state one advantage I feel strongly about, if you are ready to take notes, Sandra, and that is that all our trips include some sharing and helping. That's important. If our students go on holiday with their parents, it's all about pleasure and enjoying themselves. I hope our trips are enjoyable, but also that they are more than that. The students are a team and share rooms and work and help one another. And we always do something special, a community activity or project, to help the local community in some way.
Indeed, that element of sharing and helping is very important. And I notice that you mentioned another big advantage. The students enjoy them. Feedback is always positive. Our trips are quite simply enjoyable.
Indeed they are. But of course, they do cost quite a lot.
Yes, indeed, Robert. That is a disadvantage, which is why we are trying to help students raise money themselves.
The trips are also very good for staff-student relationships. We all felt much closer to our teachers after the trip.
That's nice to hear, and a good point.
Don't teachers also get a free holiday? I mean, the teachers don't pay, do they?
Well, I'm sure the principal and PTA are thinking in terms of the students, so that's not relevant.
Indeed, we needn't bring that up. But we should mention the dangers of travel. We often go to less developed countries and vehicles are old and roads bad.
Yes, of course we do our best to ensure safety. And the best way to do that is a point parents might bring up at the PTA meeting. But perhaps, unless anyone has any more to say on that, we should move on. Sandra, you'll find more points in the folder of documents I've given you for the next job. Now, Miss Au has reminded me it is time to give her a short article on the trip to Vietnam. So let's talk about that. Sandra particularly wants us to give her the plan of the article. I've prepared a rough plan, but I'm sure we can improve it. Of course, it'll begin by stating the basic facts that 20 students and 2 teachers went to Vietnam last August.
And the whole trip lasted 20 days.
Then I suggested Sandra use the itinerary and mention each place we went to.
I don't suppose they want much detail, and readers will be bored by lists of tourist sites, so perhaps we could illustrate each place with one example.
Like?
Well, Sandra can choose one of the places they went to in Hanoi and write something interesting about it. Then one interesting fact about Ha Long Bay and for Ho Chi Minh City, again choose one place to very briefly summarize.
Good idea. Did you get that, Sandra? Mention the places on the itinerary and then just highlight one aspect.
As well as one of the Hanoi sites. Can't we mention those 3-wheeled bicycles we travelled on? What were they called?
You mean the cyclos?
Yes, of course, cyclos. We all loved them, and there was that marvellous cyclo tour we did.
Yes, that was fun. Include this as a second point about Hanoi. There were 10 cyclos in a line, all carrying our party round the city. Put that in the article and try to explain what cyclos are.
Are we going to say anything about the guide?
He was very helpful, so let's mention him. After introducing the tour, say we arrived in Hanoi and were met by Mr. Tran, spelled T-R-A-N. Write something about him, and then talk about one tourist site and the cyclos. Note it on the plan I gave you.
So next was Heilong Bay and the cruise, and Sandra will add one interesting fact about the bay. And then it was down to Ho Chi Minh City.
And Sandra will add details of one attraction there.
Then we come to the most important part, our community project at Pagoda School. We helped in 3 ways, but that's all in the folder I gave you, so please summarise that for our readers in a positive way.
It was also fun when the students there taught us some Vietnamese. Can we add that as well?
Please put that in somewhere and stress the fun side.
I wonder if learning languages isn't another advantage of these trips.
Well, I don't think anyone learnt much. But yes, it is a point which applies much more clearly on some other trips, so it's worth adding to the list of advantages that we talked about a few moments ago. Improved language skills, we'll say it properly.
Then after our time at the school, we had the cookery classes. They were great. Let's include the story about Mr. Cheng. That was so funny, the readers of the article would be sure to love it.
I have heard that story, and I think it would embarrass Mr. Cheng. The less said about the incident, the better.
Finally, I have asked Sandra to say something about the food, as I think we all came back fans of Vietnamese dishes.
I've cooked some for my family.
Good for you, Robert. Well, I think we have got the list of points and the article underway now. So, it's over to you, Sandra.
This is the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour and 30 minutes to complete task 1, task 2, and task 3.